WTOP News Time, 6:53.
Whole lot of cooking and baking going on for Thanksgiving, but one thing you might like to pay attention to is the wine.
Oh, yeah. Joining us now with some suggestions for Thanksgiving wine, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, Wine of the Week. Welcome back, Scott.
Sean, Hillary.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, let's start with something that is celebratory, and that would be sparkling wine.
Sparkling
you have some suggestions
wine.
On that.
Well, I have to tell you right up front that my wife and I disagree every year about what to serve at Thanksgiving. It's like a big deal. So what we did this year is we enlisted the aid of some neutral parties.
Okay.
And went out and asked some people what they are going to be serving, some experts what they're going to be serving. And John Genderson, the co-owner operator of Schneider's at Capitol Hill, he's recommending a 2009 Montferrant Brut Rosé from Cava, Spain to get the festivities started. This is an elegant sparkler, possesses fragrant cranberry and rhubarb aromas, leading to a creamy, intense, and savory middle and long, clean finish. It's interesting because this is actually a vintage cava, unusual, great wine, good value, $20.
Wow. What about a wine that really pairs nice with the flavorings of the season?
You know, Omar Hishma, he's the owner, I mean, sorry, the wine director, sommelier at Bistro B. He really likes the 2008 Weingut Glatzer St. Laurent. Now, this is a red wine from Austria, of all places, but he thinks it's reminiscent of earthy, spicy Burgundy from a ripe vintage. You get these dark fruit spices and wet earth that dominate the nose, and the palate shows this wonderful richness of fruit balanced with minerality and soft tannic structure. And according to Omar, quote, this is a whole turkey dinner in a bottle. $20.
Okay, what if you want to go white?
You know, Ben Gilliberti, the former wine writer of the Washington Post magazine, now the director of wine education at Calvert Woodley Fine Wines, he's going with a 2009 Camus Conundrum from California. He loves the malty grape blend. It's ideal because it harmonizes well with both the bird and the trimmings, the juicy honeysuckle and citrus fruit, and noticeable sweetness on the finish. It sends a big wake-up call to the palate after every sip. And on Thanksgiving, you really need that, $18.
Sounds good, Scott. Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what to drink with your next meal, check out Scott's Wine Recs on WTOP.com.